وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته, ولك بمثل في دعائك. أخي الكريم حفظك الله تعالى, the brother is asking again the situation in Yemen. The situation in Yemen, يا أخي, first thing, let us discuss, يا أخواني, in particular regarding this kind of organizations like the UN and whatever is. يا أخواني, those kind of organizations, they have their own agendas. They have their own agendas, politic agendas, you understand? Politic agendas, not just a human right like how they claim. And I think all of you know that. You understand? It's those people, they feel happy if they have any kind of disaster. Believe me, even if they didn't say it, because you can't see it clearly in their act. Whenever we have a disaster here and there, they feel happy because they can collect people. And most of the organization, charity organizations, they follow this kind of path, you know. مصائب قوم عند قوم فوائد, disasters for others is a benefit for others. You understand? So I'm telling you from inside, my dear brother, people are surviving alhamdulillah, with different rage, different with different methods. People are surviving, and we have a scene in Arabic, we say كثرت الضرب يورث عدم الإحساس. When you beat someone too much, you're gonna cause for him to lose sense. And that's what's happening, يعني, unfortunately, in a lot of places with a lot of Yemenis. This is what's happening. Because too much war and already been many years, خلاص, the people, they're used to it. And their lives going normal according to the situation. Bomb here, bomb there, person die here, the situation getting like this. But people continue their life, يا أخي. People continue, that is the truth. I mean, you know, everything is open and everything is exist. All food, alhamdulillah, exists. And people are helping each other, and everything is happening, dunya and deen, ya akhi. Not just that, the building never stopped building everywhere. You see, people are building houses north or south. You understand? Yes, some places are better than others, and some places are more damaged than others. But in general, people are surviving. Every few days, have a big in the south and the north also, have shopping malls open, they have new shopping malls open, have everything, masajid being built, everything. And what we care about is our da'wah. Da'wah salafiyah, mashaAllah, spreading very well everywhere. You understand? New Hufad, new Mumraizah, new Mashaykh, new students of Maulid, new Marakiz, new Dua, new. MashaAllah, the da'wah never stop. North or south. So dunya deen, situation is continuing. Yes, situation is up now because we are in a war state. But life is going. You understand? And have a places which is much, much worse than Yemen, Allah musta'an. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet said in dunya matters, look to those people who they are lower than you. Don't look to the people who they are higher than you in dunya, so you can appreciate the ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. قال إذا رأيتم في دنياكم فانظر إلى من هو أدنى منكم ولا تنظر إلى من هو أرفع منكم فذلك أجدر أن لا تزدر نعمة الله عليكم. حديث أبو هريرة صحيح. Look to Syria, my dear brother, the situation is worse. For example, for you to understand the situation, you know, people who they've been kicked out or left Syria as a refugees to outside Syria is from 40 to 48% of the population. You understand? Yemenis from 5 to 8% who they left Yemen as a refugees, from 5 to 8%, 40 to 48%. Big, huge difference. In general, you are surviving. That's why I encourage everybody, all the brothers, they have the ability to go to seek knowledge. Go, ya akhi. Go and seek knowledge, ya akhi. The marakis and the ulama and the du'a and tullab al-ilm cannot be counted there. Go and seek knowledge, ya akhi. Wallahi, ya akhwan, khair. Dunya wa deen. You can go there to Yemen, and mashallah, Allahumma barik, lots of Yemenis are very welcoming. This is their nature. They welcome, they love and they welcome foreigners. Go, ya akhi. They can help you even to build your dunya there. Go, ya akhi, mashallah, for the single brothers, go and marry from your single sisters there, Ahlul Sunnah, and settle there. Why not? For those people who they live in the Kuffar land, may Allah make it easy on you. Same thing for the sisters. Bi'inillah, Allah grant for you and a way to find a good brothers there to can settle in Muslim land and you seek knowledge with him. And Allah Jalla Ala help you and help him to create a good beginning for a good community for the Muslimin. Until the end, what I want to say to you, Ikhwan Fillah, Yemen land is still, like how they describe it, is a virgin land. Full of opportunities, dunya wa deen. I advise all those brothers who they live in the Kuffar land, move and go, at least for ziyarah, for a visit. Go and see the situations and open your eyes. Bi'idhnillah Jalla wa'ala, you will love it. Barakallahu fikum.